you all, and I want to spend some time with you through the Krishna consciousness. Speaking about Krishna consciousness, I am not so learned, especially I am very poor in English, but you have much affection for me and you are always well-wisher to me, and you will minorly will give attention, I have no doubt, but forgive my English deficiency. I shall try to express something about Krishna consciousness. Why I have come before great general in the line of Krishna consciousness, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, when he feel to preach Krishna consciousness, it is very necessary, especially in the Western world. He cannot wait for that, and he, as soon as possible, he tried to come and alone. But what is that feeling? Actually, what he wants to do and why? My connection also with that consciousness, and I can say it is topmost necessity for the conditioned souls who can understand it. He cannot tolerate without giving something that consciousness. He cannot stay. That was Srila Prabhupada's position. He always feeling conditioned souls, they are suffering so much in this mundane world. Conditioned souls cannot understand what is his good for his real life, eternal life. That feelings brought him in this, in the West, actually. His Gurudev ordered, no doubt. But Gurudev ordered to all the devotees. But feelings is necessary to do something good for others. And that was sufficiently in the heart of Srila Swami Maharaj. That is, he have no money, not so much qualification, but eagerness and affection and full good heart, with full good heart, he cannot tolerate that deficiency of the jiva souls, knowledge deficiency, Krishna consciousness, knowledge deficiency. That is, he tried as soon as possible to come in the West. And so hard tried to give that consciousness. 1 year, very hard tried and suffered many way. But his eagerness and antarikata.
Internal.
What?
Depth. His depth. Deep.
Deep.
Feelings.
Feelings. Gave success to preach Krishna consciousness. Alone started, now ekohang bahushyam, this Upanishad Vani,
message of grace.
Bhagavan was alone first and wants to be many, and that wills come in the heart of Lord, and he manifested himself in millions of forms. I am seeing that Srila Swami Maharaj, his heart was like that. He wants to distribute Krishna consciousness. His feeling was that it is super necessity for the conditioned souls. And if they not will get it, what they will take and why they will live here? Actually, he was very disturbed, cannot understand what for the conditioned soul they are running behind the illusionary environment. And that is, his feelings was very strong. He wants to give something, and he gave it in the Western world. I come to meet with you all, my friends and your family, but I have got mercy from you, that is, I can come. Mercy means your affection. Affection attracted me to meet with you. And this affection grown which way? Through that Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, I am living in India, you are living in America. So far we are living, actually. But attachment, attraction, affection, all grown through Krishna consciousness. That is, I have got chance to come here and meet with you. What I shall give to you, you have got everything. But consciousness, Krishna consciousness, have no end. We only can start, only can proceed, but there is no end. And jar jemon khomota ache tototai sei jinish ni deal korte pare.
As much as we are capable, we can
deal. Lag boli chole jay sindhu tori pare joshir sindhu na pay par adhik adhik pare. It is infinite. The Krishna consciousness is infinite. There is several kind of movement about service to the Krishna, and feelings also are infinite there. That is, connection with infinite always giving us that infinite position. And service mood also infinitely always will want that infinite world. That is Goloka Vrindavan, somebody can say, Parabrahma or Vaikuntha. But necessity to practice Krishna consciousness, and that is our life's goal. Our form is transcendental, and it is not
destructible,
and there is so good possibility, much possibility, to get position in that service world. And we have that type of possibility and form. If any way, any auspicious soul can connect us with that transcendental world, we will get everything there. And this feeling was in the heart of Srila Swami Maharaj. and tried many way in India, but lastly he think my place is in the West, and I can do something, I can try to do something there. All the religion always showing us that somebody showing heaven, somebody showing Goloka, somebody showing Vaikuntha. All the religions, all the religions tried to take us up, to giving
downfall.
That is the religion's nature. Everybody has some eagerness to know what is Indian religion. But actually, religion is not for India, not for America. Religion is for the jiva soul. And jiva souls have existence, permanent existence. That is, willing, feeling and thinking, and jiva soul is eternal. And he have religion that service to the Krishna, service to his Lord, and service to living in the eternal plane. Service plane, that is transcendental service plane. And there all the happiness, all the ecstasy, all beautiful, all beauty and charm, and divine love. What we want in this mundane world, within our conditional position, beyond that, in the transcendental world, that is fully waiting for us, for embracing us. That is the position. And who can understand it, he cannot stay without giving that. And that is the Krishna consciousness. Once if we wake up, and once we can connect it with that consciousness, we cannot leave that also. And we must proceed to stage after stage up to Brajadham, Goloka Vrindavan. That is the religion of all the jiva soul. But many of auspicious Mahatma religious teacher, they come time to time, but everybody's goal is that over that illusionary environment try to take up. Some religion wants to take us to the heaven, some religion wants to take us the Brahmalok, some wants to take us the Vaikunthalok, but everybody wants to take us their upper level. But supremely, all the scriptures and very intimate servitor of Krishna, they shown, come down in this mundane world, our life's goal only service to our divine lover, Lord Sri Krishna. And who have that feelings, he must will give connection with that Krishna Loka. That is the nature of sadhu. Sadhu, they do not want to enjoy with anything, but they are always trying to give enjoyment to others, and that not mundane enjoyment, that is transcendental joyfulness, enjoyment, happiness, ecstasy, many things there. And description of the Krishna Loka or Goloka Vrindavan, it is very nicely expressed in Brahma Sangita and Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures. They are trying to give that knowledge to us and try to make us qualified as a servitor. Then I come to meet with you all, but not for any mundane enjoyment or giving or taking anything mundane matter. That is, you are my godbrothers and sisters and relatives. Actually, Atma, soul, coming from that Brihat power, vast power, and we are part of that. That way we are all relative. When one sadhu come from India, and when he told your brothers and sisters of America, everybody was stunned to hear that, which way we are brothers and sisters. But really we are all brothers, sisters, this way related with each other. Everybody have some existence within relation. Our existing form, that is Chetan Jivatma, and everybody have service relation with our divine lover, Lord Sri Krishna. And that way we are all related. Actually, we must will try to help each other to proceed in the line of Krishna consciousness. And easily we can proceed to our destiny. That is the advice of the scriptures. And that way, I need your association. You also given me much affection. That way, my tour, it is first tour, Maharaj said, and it is true, the first tour. But not for mundane enjoyment and not for taking or giving something mundane anything. Only I need your association and I can give some hope to you all. Yeah, if you will try to proceed to your destiny, what is your own property, what is your own wealth of soul, I must try to help you, and also you can give me hope and asa ebong encouragement for that transcendental service. And that is my hope. You have many things in this mundane world, but what is necessity, that is mood of practice Krishna consciousness, and that have no end, that's have no end, and more beautiful way, and with heartfelt energy, you can try to proceed and you can preach to others that Krishna consciousness for their benefit, own benefit. I can, I shall try to help you that way. If any question about in that Krishna consciousness, about in the Krishna.
The subject
Krishna consciousness, I shall try to give answer. That is, English is very poor, I cannot give formal lecture. Very difficult for me to give that. But very easy for me to give answer about Krishna consciousness. That is, I have got some mercy from my Guru Maharaj and Srila Swami Maharaj. And so long I am attached with this movement. And also it is my duty for everybody. If I can satisfy them, I will feel satisfaction in my service. Then if you have any question, you can do that. I shall be very happy about Krishna consciousness.
Yes, Guru.
After coming in touch with the great personality of the devotee of the Lord, many people do come in touch and they become attracted. Still, what is the secret of success? It seems that many people become attracted to that consciousness. Many are able to take it all the way for getting the firm conviction.
Could you please explain in 9 years what really leads one all the way without giving up the
devotion? We become attracted by a great soul to Krishna consciousness, but sometimes we may not go fully all the way. So what is it that helps us to continue to the goal without leaving it halfway? Yes, correct.
It is very good question, and thank you for your attentive question. It is not only your question, it is question of all of us. Actually, we surrendered into the lotus feet of Krishna and also trying to proceed to our destiny, but many obstructions coming in our life and feeling many disturbances, and cannot proceed up to full destiny. That is?
Destination also.
Destination. Here the matter is that there are two things. One, if we surrender fully to Krishna, lotus feet of Krishna, Krishna will see us. It is 100% we can believe. In the scriptures, Sakrideva prapanno jastavas niti chajachate abhayam sarvada tasmai tadamitat bhutang mamo Ramchandra said about Vibhishan. Everybody wants to oust Vibhishan. That is, Vibhishan is a brother of Ramchandra.
Ravana.
Brother of Ravan, and Ravan is the enemy of Ramchandra. Everybody thinking he is a spy. But Ramchandra says maybe he is a spy or anything. When he took shelter to me, I must protect him. And I must give
assurance
that I shall see him, not to oust anyway. Then, when we took shelter, if there is any deficiency or not, first question will come there. Otherwise, in the middle way, why we are leaving that Krishna consciousness? Many maybe can leave and can stop to practice. Or anyway, disturbance can come to them. and which is the process to leave that disturbance, oust that disturbance. Process is here, Krishna himself said. Ye shatang prasangan mamo virchya sangvido bhavanti hitkarna rasayana kata tadjo sanada sabavarka vartmani sraddharati bhakti ranut krameshwari. When we need to proceed actually, we need good friend and association. Then we can proceed happily. And other part is that if our surrender is perfect, then from upper level, help will come to us and protect us. Someone, if fully surrendered to Krishna, in form of guru or sadhu, Krishna will try to protect him and must protect him. But it is sometimes a factor of time. When he will take him or how long time will spend for him, that is a factor. And that jonno amader ghabrabar kichu nei. And for that,
we have no.
Hopeless.
We will not be hopeless because of that.
Because of that. That is, time and space theory, when come, then we can understand. Yeah, it may be very shorter or in front of us maybe some longer time. And time, what is time? Maybe a few births also can go under that time. But that's also very, very short time, actually. Infinite time. That is very insignificant. And other way, hope from Krishna, it is 100% surety, assurance. But other way, when we are waiting for that position, that is liberation from this mundane environment, and wants to proceed to our destiny, they are most helpful, the association. And association can give relief and nourishment to our mind and soul. That's told Devahuti, to Devahuti, Mother Devahuti, told by Kapiladev. And Kapiladev said, "Mother, you don't worry. You are a woman, that is, you cannot read Vedas, you have no right to read, and you cannot practice other yoga and other things. But you don't worry. That is, I am always satisfied with my servitors, who is 24 hours engaged with my service. And you try to get their association. And through their association, your practicing life happily will proceed. What is Shravan, Kirtan, Sharan, Bandhan, etc. Mane, if we'll hear from my servitors about me, and you happily can chant with their association the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and my glories. And through that, you will get much nourishment about your practicing life. And supremely, you will get strong firmness, devotion, and Shraddha, Rati, Bhakti, and strong attachment with my transcendental form. And this way, necessary for the practitioners to get a real sadhu sangha, that means real association of the saint. And sadhu sangha, two way getting, we can get two way. One form of book, ek bhagavat bara bhagavat shastra, ar bhagavat bhakta bhakti rasa patra. When there is no form of saint, we are not getting real sadhu and his association, not possible. That time we can get the help of the holy book. I can say, in this age, it will be very helpful for the practitioner. Our Guru Maharaj and Srila Swami Maharaj both have many holy books for our practicing life's instruction. And if we shall read that books, we must will get much strength and nourishment, and we can proceed very sweet and happily to our destiny. Then necessary sadhu sangha, if living sadhu is not in my front, always is possible, I can see, then I must try to read the books. And other things is that we can do, we can take association direct to Krishna. And that is his holy name. That is Hare Krishna Mahamantra. It is only for this age of Kali Yuga. It is not for other age, but in Kali Yuga, it is very good chance for the Jiva souls, conditioned souls. Krishna himself appeared in the name, form of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna Mahamantra and Krishna is non-different. All the scriptures said it. Jai Nam Shai Krishna Bhajanishtha Kori Namir Sahita Achen Aponi Sri Hari. Mane Nam and Nami means
name and the person.
Name and the person is same. That is, they both are transcendental. Eternal. Yeah? Transcendental or eternal?
Yes.
Both are eternal. Then, if we, with faith and respect, without offense to that holy name, if we will try to chant that holy name, we must get association direct of Krishna. And also, mood of service will increase for the Krishna. Then, two and three process in front of us. If we get three, that is very good. Otherwise, we must take Hare Krishna Mahamantra, chant Hare Krishna, try to get his holy association. And for our practicing, other chance we must will take through the books. If not, we'll get a holy person. That's all. This is our hopeful process to go to our destiny.
Yes,
please. Yes,
go to the microphone.
Mike. Others will hear your question.
When Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada came to the West, he distributed this Krishna consciousness in a very free way.
Yes.
So that, so much so that he put so many pictures of Krishna, Radha Krishna, in Bhakti Bhagavad magazine, and people would have pictures of in their homes, all of the devotees of Krishna. And sometimes it seemed that, or we would say, sometimes we would just say, Hari Bol, I am king. Well, how are you? Well, Hari Bol, and like that. So that it becomes so familiar and second nature that sometimes we wonder if it's becoming something that we're making not so important, that it's a trite, banal or trite. I mean, I see who Krishna are and who are, who they are, who it is. But then when I went to the to a planet like that in the West, we should be a lot more able to be mindful. It's not like a very casual
day. I understand. WCO, I want to be WCO.
Yes. When Srila Prabhupada preached Krishna consciousness in the West, he did so in a very broad and magnanimous way, and we tried to take that, and we kept a picture of Radha Krishna in Back to Godhead and also in our house in a picture, and we are telling Hari Bol, but not thinking about Hari so much. He'll say hello, Hari Bol, goodbye, Hari Bol, answer the telephone, Hari Bol. And but when we went to Navadvip, to Sri Chaitanya Sarasvatma, we saw that Srila Guru Maharaj, if even he spoke the name of Radharani, he would fold his hands. Or if there's a picture, or is there some worship, there's always a garland there. We're not putting a garland. We're forgetting that picture. Maybe our shoes are also there. We did not have such reverence and regard, but it became like a habit, with us. But maybe our regard is not as high as that. We have seen that in Navadvip and Sri Chaitanya Sarasvatma. So for us in the West, should we now try to cultivate that regard that we have seen there? Our beads, sometimes our beads go here,
yes, I understand.
And like that.
What is the question?
So therefore, our question is, should we in the West now also try to make a change in our attitude?
Understand.
Yes.
Srila Prabhupada, what wants to establish in the West, at a time, if he will give that, everybody cannot digest, actually. That is very broad way. Srila Prabhupada tried to give in the West Krishna consciousness. And he selected some process. When he gave Krishna consciousness, he gave some condition. You follow 4 directives? Yes. You wants to chant Hare Krishna? Yes. And he gave. And told 16 rounds you must chant. And you must follow 4 directives. And if you want to live in the life of brahmachari, you can stay in the mat. Also, you can stay in the mat in grihastha form. That chance also he given, that is, he knows Western worlds appear going which way. And West and India is not same. Indian culture and Western culture is very different. Living style, Western living style is very different. In India, always ladies, they are in the meeting seated in one side and gents sitting another side. But West is not same. Here in America and Australia, everywhere, I am seeing the ladies mostly driving the car. And not only car, big lorry, big trucks. Easily they are driving and very free mind. And they have some culture that way grown. And everybody giving respect to everybody. I have seen in Australia, especially it is. We are standing in the road, some lady is going by car, very fast she is going. But she do not know us, we do not know her. But I have seen all almost everybody giving some response, honor. Anyway, the culture of India, culture of the West is not same, and also style is not same, living style. And Prabhupada have some idea that if I want to give Indian way, they cannot take it. Then he gave some method. You must follow the 4 directives. 4 directives, here it is very common what he said. Everybody drinking, not maybe who have some this is he not maybe thinking, but other everybody in a same table, father, mother, wife, all drinking something at dinner table. Then and mixing, everybody's have freedom, they can mix many ways. They have freedom, much freedom in their ways. And he have seen it, then he decided the four directives, if they can follow, then they must will advance, must will be advanced in the line of Krishna consciousness.
Very much.
And other things, 16 rounds, that is, they do not know about Krishna Nama, Harinama. Then he told, you first practice Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Practice, practice. Then you will understand what is behind that. When we have got mantra, Brahmin initiation, in our previous life, that time our age was very small, 12 years old. 12 years old, I do not know Sanskrit. And mantram, it is revealed in Sanskrit language. Brahmins given us mantram for meditation. We do not know meanings the mantram. If we ask Brahmin giving threaten, not necessary to know. You, what I told you, meditate. And when you can meditate it, mantra will reveal in your heart. That was their advice. And it is true, mantram, it is transcendental, and he will live in our heart. And Srila Swami Maharaj told, 60 now, chant 60 now. That was minimum chanting. That is, habit will come to you for chanting. Then you will get that habit first. Then you will make, not only habit, and you are practicing, life will be very easy. And when searching tendency will grow to your heart, you must will try to search above that what is. And you will get help from the upper level. That is the main process. And Prabhupada always not told everything to everybody. You will follow four directives? Yes, sir. You will chant Hare Krishna? Yes. Take it. 16 now. Go. This way he told many. But actually, Krishna, he is very merciful. And he is not looking external anything of the devotee's activity. Krishna want heart of the devotee, there is love. Love, affection, and service for Krishna. Krishna want that. He is not looking, you are American or you are Indian. Krishna not wants to know where you born in the in this world. Krishna only wants to, he has demand your love, your affection for him, and attachment for him with full faith and sincerity. And where it is, Krishna will give his mercy to him. But it is always not coming through practicing process. Practicing process will help us only. Can help us. That is, if I say always horrible, 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 outsider also to see me, must will tell, oh, going horrible, that man horrible, going. That way, some sanskar will come. But what is sanskar in the West and East, you cannot compromise with that anyway. But you have right to practice Krishna consciousness. They have right to practice Krishna consciousness. And Krishna consciousness is completely separate with the sanskar.
Customs,
birth,
culture.
Culture and customs.
Thank you.
From there, completely separate Krishna consciousness. And that is necessary for the jiva soul. And Prabhupada tried to give that to the Western world. And there are many different, must we will see, Indian and Western. Someone, devotee, he attached with Krishna consciousness 15 years. When he met with me in Navadvip, he had one bag. He told Maharaj, I shall go to Calcutta for 3-4 days. Shall I keep bag in your room? I told him, yes, Prabhu, you can keep. He is a disciple of Sri Swami Maharaj. And he kept his bag. I saw, you keep in my room. Then I gone. I have not seen where he kept it.
Yes.
Then I, when come back, I have seen he kept near the door, and I have seen one bag. Open that bag, one big shoe. One pair, a big shoe, open that bag. Suddenly it's come in my mind, inside some anything auspicious. Then I take out the shoe and I have seen there Srimad Bhagavatam and Gita also. Then I am confused. Then I took this way, I apologize to Krishna, that he do not know what is what. You forgive his offenses and forgive my offense. I have not seen it. Anyhow, after 4-5 days, that boy come back. And I told, oh Prabhu, what you have done? You kept your shoes upon the Bhagavat and Gita. It is very bad. And he said, no Maharaj, I have not kept my shoe in my bag. Somebody kept it there. I told, no Prabhu, nobody coming in my room. Only you kept. And nobody touch anything in my room. That is, everything is very massacre way there living. Only I know what is where. Then everybody not touching anything. You have done this. And he denied. Mane very heavily denied. He told, no Maharaj, I cannot do it. And he told me, I am practicing Krishna consciousness 15 years. I know what is what. I never can do it. And lastly he is crying. That is, he has much affection for me and he is thinking I am angry with him. And when he is crying, I embraced him. And I told Prabhu, I believe you have not done it. That is, you are telling you have not done. And I am believing that you have not done. Now you are happy, don't cry. And he was very happy to hear that. And stopped to cry, and he wants to show me his much respect and affection for me. Then he fell down Sattanga Dandavat. You know Sattanga Dandavat? Fall down full Dandavat. But he is chanting that time. He is chanted beats. And how he will keep that beat, he is expert, 15 years he is practicing Krishna consciousness. Immediately he has seen the shoes are there. And he put his chanting beats over the shoes. Then you can understand what is sanskar. But Krishna over the shoes, when a big shoe, and he is thinking, this is the highest place. And if he will put it in the ground, that is offensive, then necessarily some highest place. And he has seen his shoe is higher. And immediately he footed his beads over the shoes. I told, oh Prabhu, what you have done? Don't do this. And then he is very upset. And he told, oh Maharaj, I am rich, forgive my offenses. I do not know what is what, please forgive my offenses. Then again I embraced him and I told, who I am, Krishna must will forgive you. Krishna knows what is what. But you have much affection for Krishna consciousness. That is your qualification and that is highest qualification. Krishna not will see where you are putting the tulasi bit. I must see that is I am cultured by Indian philosophy. But Indian philosophy or Western philosophy not give liberation and not give devotion. Actual devotion and liberation will come from the heart. And that heart you have, then you don't worry Prabhu. Then I embraced him. And I told one sloka, it is in scriptures also. Mukha bhagati vishnaya, dhira bhagati vishnave, uvayastu samangrachan bhavagrahi janati. Krishna eating, this enjoyment, enjoying the mood of devotion, with that Krishna enjoy, not anything else of this mandem thing. And there is two process, one bharabrahi and one sharagrahi. Bharabrahi, that means who is completely try to follow the directives of Vedas, but do not know what is the meaning of that. Meanings is that there all the direction, all the rules and regulation taking us to the mood of devotion. And who have mood of devotion? Krishna, so merciful for him. But who have no mood of devotion? He can do anything, but Krishna not looking. This is the meaning of that sloka. And I told him that sloka, he is very happy. And I told also, you never do this again. It is offensive, but not for you, offensive for me. I told him. That is, I know it is not good. And you do not know, Krishna will give forgiveness to you, but not will give to me. That Krishna knows, I am habituated with my childhood, and you are not habituated. You are thinking, shoes is higher than earth. Then you kept your beads upon the shoes.
You are innocent.
That way you are very innocent. What doing mother, when the child, very baby, is passing stools, mother eating, maybe his lap, the baby. But person's stool, sand coming. Mother not throwing the baby. Yeah. Mother cleaning that baby and giving much nourishment for growing. And Krishna like our mother, Krishna like our father. Krishna always very affectionate and merciful. And he have much love, we have tiny love. And he always searching the jiva soul when it come. That is Krishna giving to the jiva soul his, their freedom. He do not will take back that freedom. With freedom he can feel his true service to Krishna. And for that he given that freedom. But he is expecting service, expecting love. And he have much love. He,
reciprocation.
He need reciprocation with the jiva soul. Then Krishna not will see it. Actually, need heartfelt desire for the service to Krishna. And Krishna only will see that. But for other practitioners, we must try to follow some rules and regulations. And that is good. But it is not super and essential. Essential for the society peace. Guru Maharaj told, what is varnasram? Proper adjustment with environment. That is the varnasram. Sympathetic dealings with nature. That is varnasram. That we need sympathetic dealings with nature. And for myself and others. If not, we can do. Krishna not will be angry or not throw out us. If we have the proper mood of devotion and service. That is the answer for your questions. Then don't go. Yes.
Thank you.
exhibition not just as a drawing practice for many years, as you probably need. And as you said, the environment in the Western world is not very conducive. It's not very good. So most of us spend most of our day in a situation where we cannot talk about Krishna or say his name, and not in very good surroundings. So in our mind, we'll be chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. But I'm curious if you could explain to us, how should we think within our mind and picture Krishna in our mind while we're chanting? How should we see him in our daily chanting in these adverse conditions? And how should we see ourselves in relationship with him so that we can remain Krishna conscious?
Thank you, Guru. When Sri Guru Maharaj giving Harinam Diksha to someone, Guru Maharaj, they are asking what we will think when we will chant Hare Krishna. Guru Maharaj said, not necessary to think anything. Only you will think the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is transcendental mantra. And he can reveal in our heart if we can give proper nourishment to me and to that mantra. Then you must give proper nourishment to you. Proper nourishment means 10 kinds of offense you must avoid in your life. Offense, 10 kinds of offense to the Harinam Mahamantra. You must try to avoid that. And chanting time, you must pray to the Harinam, please reveal in my heart, hey Hare, hey Krishna. It is Sambodhan Pad.
Addressing.
It is calling.
Calling, addressing.
Calling and addressing, the mantra's meaning is that. Hare Krishna means Radha Krishna. But not necessary to know the meanings also. Only Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he reveals in this mundane world in form of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And he can reveal in my heart with his full form. He has that capacity and he is non-different with Krishna. Then only I shall pray to the Hare Krishna Mahamantra that please you reveal in my heart and dance in my tongue. And not necessary to think anything. What you will think, that must be mundane. That is, you are living within mundane world. And your tongue also mundane. But mundane thing cannot chant transcendental name. Atha Sri Krishna Namadi no bhavet grajamindriya sevan mukhe hi jivhadau shayame vaspurattana. Krishna name, Krishna form, Krishna qualities, gun. Nam rup gun lila, Krishna's pastimes. All the transcendental. His form transcendental. And I am living within mundane consciousness and mundane world. Here I cannot properly chant Krishna Nam. Not possible. That is, mundane and transcendental cannot mix. But it make transform in the transcendental. And I must pray that to Krishna. You make me transcendental and show your form in my heart, dance my tongue. That is my prayer. And when Krishna will reveal in my heart, then I can feel, I can see, and I become the position of transcendental. This is Guru Maharaj's answer. Yeah.
Yes, Prabhu, please.
One day I was in Venezuela at the Heretic Cancer Palace in the book. From that point on, I've been chanting at Krishna mantra. And I might go think I've been referring to the offenses that I take to me singing this mantra. I've been used especially one day before I got to sleep for many, many years. Something that I Krishna Mahamantra so I can go to sleep. So this is my secret. Now I got to sleep every night. So at the same time I wake up every morning, when it lasts for the world mathematically. And that is my question that I've been planted, having harmony of power. Nobody has given me any authorization to use this
not a mantra. And it's being taken advantage of it. So, it's a way to stop taking advantage of it, but it's a way to take advantage of it.
Could not hear completely, but it seems that he's chanting Hare Krishna mantra and getting some result from that chanting, but he has not got formal connection with a. He did not, from what I understood, he was not initiated.
No.
Not initiated.
The question is, I was in the park and one devotee gave me a book and I learned Hare Krishna mantra and I began chanting. Every night I chant, then I can sleep. This is how I sleep, otherwise I can't sleep. Every morning I wake up, I feel detachment from the world. Eh? And I'm still chanting, but I never got instruction or authorized. I'm not authorized to chant by any higher person, Vaishnava or person. Now maybe I may be making offenses. What should I do? What is the proper way to go? I do not want to make offense.
Proper way is that.
Correct.
You have got anyway some correction, and that is mercy of Krishna. Then you are attracted to chant the Krishna name. It is coming from inspiration coming from upper level, some giving you something light. But when it's happened in the life of Dhruva Maharaj, Dhruva also, he have no guru. Only mother told, if you need the wealth, go to Lakshmipati. He is Narayan, Vishnu. You try to satisfy him. And he went to the jungle. And there he do not know what is tapasya and what is what. But mother told, you meditate, try to meditate Narayan. And he tried to meditate Narayan. But his faith and determination.
Yes.
He was determined, I must try to satisfy Narayan. That way he tried to meditate. And Narayan also, he have existence within everybody's heart.
Mm.
Then Narayan immediately understand what Dhruva was. That time he asked Narad Goswami. He told Narad, this boy wants my connection, but it is only possible through proper channel. And proper channel, you are the proper channel for him. That is discipling succession, and that is we are calling the proper channel. The mantram coming down from heart to heart transmission, and that way it is revealing in the heart of the devotee. But some special mercy always that way around him, somebody can get that. But if he will get it, then also necessary to take direct connection with that transcendental world. And that coming in the line of the
discipling succession.
This is the advice of the scriptures. And Narayan said to Narad, you go and initiate him with mantra. And Narad Goswami initiated to the Dhruva Maharaj, and through that mantra he have got darshan of Narayan. Anyway, Narayan do not want to break the rule, that ruling of his own ruling. Then he do not want to break. When he kept attachment and
Attraction.
Attraction in the name of his holy name with your mind, it is not offensive, no doubt. But offense, it will be offensive if you do not know the process which way you will chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That is, there is 10 kind of offense, and necessary to get it from proper channel, that mantra. Mantra you can see in the book, you can hear from anybody, but not will be
effective.
super effective.
Mm-hmm.
Some effect must be.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can hear and he will be affected.
Mm-hmm.
That is called nam abhas.
Hazy name.
Hazy name. And that type of abhas may can come to you. And it is not inauspicious, it is very auspicious thing, no doubt. But necessary to connect with some qualified person who will give you that mantra, seeds of that mantra, that is transcendental. And also give advice how to chant Hare Krishna. I can advise it without ten offense.
Ten kinds of
offense. You can avoid the ten kinds of offense. And that will be very fruitful for you. But necessary to take advisor. Every higher, the teacher necessary. If I read a very junior class or senior class or higher class, if we try to eat something, they are also necessary, some teacher. Guidance. Then always guidance is good for everybody. This is answer.
Yes,
meanings of campaign?
Camp. He says there are
campaign
two...
means, what is the meaning of the word campaign? Campaign means a type of system for making others aware of some teaching, I think.
Campaign.
Campaign
means like an endeavor.
Endeavor.
Like an organized endeavor.
Organized endeavor for giving publicity to something.
Campaign.
Generally.
I ask this word, meaning, that is, I want to say that.
Yes.
I come here. I have no campaign, actually. I am living within that consciousness. Where is my instructor, guru, they are playing freely. And both is my guru. Srila Sridhar Maharaj and Srila Swami Maharaj. Sridhar Maharaj, my instructor guru and my Diksha guru. And Srila Swami Maharaj, by the mercy of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he also my instructor guru. And I want to practice Krishna consciousness. I have no party feelings. I do not know who is this part and who is living in that part. Who is living in India, who is living in America. I have no differentiating mind. Actually, who wants to practice Krishna consciousness? And it's we have got from Srila Saraswati Thakur. This is our preceptorial line. And in that line, I have got, fortunately, that two gurus, and many also, but two is super instructor and guru. And I am trying to follow their directives and their process. And I am preaching that to my friends and who have some faith to me, to them. Then, and my process to preach, and also I want to say this Prabhu or that boy. The process is that humility, tolerant and giving honor to others. This process given by Mahaprabhu. You know that sloka, third sloka of Sikha Ashtakam. Tridhadam Shunichena Tarori ko saishnuna. Amalina manodeno kirtaniya sadhari. He can chant. He able to chant. Who have these three qualifications? Proper chanting qualification is that he must be humble. Humility must be his property. He must be tolerant and he must give honor to others. Through that three things, he easily can avoid the Vaishnava Aparadha. Vaishnava Aparadha is the great obstruction to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That is Mahamantra coming down from the upper level and through the Vaishnavas, it's come down. You know Panchatattva, Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, and through them, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, it is distributed in this material world. Then if you make any offense to them, Mahamantra not will be happy with you, then he not will reveal in your heart. Mahaprabhu said, if you follow the three directives, you must avoid the Vaishnava Aparadha and other nine kind of offense to Harinam. That also easily you can avoid. What is necessary? Nose or breath? First, if we have no nose, it is tolerable. But if we cannot take breathing,
we cannot breathe,
then we will die. Right. So what is our life? Life is practicing Krishna consciousness. That we need. And everybody's important thing is that we need to practice Krishna consciousness for every jiva soul. So what is his identification? That is not so important. He is Sridhar Maharaj's disciple, or Srila Swami Maharaj's disciple, or Jajavar Maharaj's, or Madhav Maharaj's disciple, it is not so important. Important, we need to practice Krishna consciousness under guidance of someone good Vaishnava who have that three qualification and who have feelings about Krishna consciousness and who is expert to give us that transcendental knowledge of Krishna consciousness. We shall do his, we must invite his association in our life if we will get it. Otherwise, less or more, we will try to get a good association. He may be in ISKCON, he may be in Siddhar Maharaj's camp. Important for me, sadhu sangam. And where is sadhu? I shall try to get his association. And sadhu not will differentiate. This way, he will differentiate, will differentiate that dignity of devotion. Where is pure devotion? He will be attracted by them. And my business is like that. I want to make everybody as my friend, not my enemy. And I as my well-wisher, not my enemy. This is my tendency from my childhood. And I am always bow down to everybody. I shall not make any offense to any Vaishnava. Maybe he is not our sampradaya, maybe Ramananda's sampradaya. That's also I am afraid to make any offense to them. Then no question of, about ISKCON. If anybody has that type of feelings, I must say, you, Mane, leave that feelings.
Leave them.
What is English?
Correct.
Tell.
Leave them.
Avoid the association.
Avoid that type of mentality. And come and chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, what given by Srila Siddhar Maharaj, what given by Srila Swami Maharaj. They do not want to make party. And why? We are eager to make party. We want to harmonize with everything. then we easily can harmonize both society. But society means not person, actually. Persons have many faults, many difficulties. Ego is the best opposition.
Worst
enemy for everybody. We must avoid first the ego. Ego is worst enemy for everybody. My English is very poor, I cannot express properly. But we must avoid ego first. What we lose if I give honor to others?
What is the loss?
What is the loss
for us?
For us, if I give honor to others, if I am humble and tolerant, all the good quality must will come to me. Then Mahaprabhu said, with that qualification, you try to chant Hare Krishna, you will get feelings of that transcendental Mahamantra, non-reference, holy name, non-reference of Krishna. Then that is the good thing. If we not think in the line of part and partial, it is not part of our life, I think, that type of relation. It is not our part of life. It is actually our life's goal is that to practice Krishna consciousness. That is our life's goal. And without offense to Harinam. And where it is possible, we are slave for that.
You are slave of that.
Slave of that. Where it is possible. I have many friends in ISKCON society, very good friends they are. My close friends, many. And in my godbrother society and other godbrother society, other disciples of Goshai Maharaj, Jajar Maharaj, many disciples, they are very affectionate with me. And I am living with their mercy, actually. That is, they are affectionate, merciful. And when I am getting their affection and mercy, I am thinking my process must go in a happy way. And I am trying to harmonize with everything. That is mood. And Guru Maharaj was like that. Whole Gaudiya mission, not only that, other mission also, head of the mission, they are coming time to Guru Maharaj. English, it is going in English.
Yes.
They are coming to see time to time to Guru Maharaj and they are taking advice from Guru Maharaj. Even his enemy group, enemy means who is abusing Sridhar Maharaj.
They
are also coming. And last time when that one person come, he is the anti-group camp, he is the head of the mission. And he come to see Guru Maharaj he's the general secretary of whole mission. He come to see me and Guru Maharaj went for his treatment, sometimes going to Calcutta, he is coming to see Guru Maharaj. Then Guru Maharaj asked him, oh, Supadi Babu, why you are coming to see me? You are living in opposite camp. And why you are coming to see me? And Supadi Babu said, Maharaj, you are not a campaign man, actually.
Not a party man.
You are not a party man. Three qualities he told. I forget Maharaj, you can remember it. He told your, what is he? disinterested nature.
Superintelligence.
Super intelligence.
And common sense.
And strong common sense. Maharaj can remember. I do not know you, but Maharaj knows it. Maharaj, your strong common sense, super intelligence, and disinterested nature. It is attracting me every time. That is, I am coming to see him. And talking with you, I am feeling very happiness. That is, I am coming. I am disciple of that Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And I grown with that consciousness. And I am feeling everybody is my friend. If not, I want to make them my friend. And I do not want to make my enemy anyway. And other thing, what is our life's goal? And what for I am here? If I shall do something good for others, then amar asata sartho.
Then my desire will be fulfilled, successful. I'll fulfill my mission, my job.
Then I shall feel my mission is successful. Otherwise, so much money they are spent and money come through the energy of the devotees, I shall not be happy if my mission not will be successful. And my mission, what is my mission? To meet our friend with our friends and their families. And if I will get to preach Krishna consciousness, that I shall try to preach independent way. That is my move. And I shall be very happy with my association if anybody will get inspiration to proceed in the line of Krishna consciousness. If it is one man, then also I shall be very happy. Then I will feel my mission is successful. That is, we need to practice to Krishna consciousness. And which way it is possible, we shall try to follow that line. We have actually no line. And many missions, they are going in the films of party. And sometimes they are, is good. Sometimes they are doing many things wrong. But what is life's goal? We first think that. And which way, without disturbance to the environment and others, and often to the others, we can proceed. That necessary to see. And if it is possible to make all harmony, that is very good. That will give more inspiration and that will give more attachment and attraction with each other. That will be very good, but it is very difficult to make it. I can control my ego. I can control my friends, some few friends' ego, but I cannot control whole over the world and everybody's ego. And ego is the best, worst enemy for everybody. Then how much possibility behind that? That's also questionable. And other thing, Krishna, he do not want to give his bhakti yoga to others. Muktiṃ dadāti karecit smana bhakti yogam. Krishna wants to give mukti, liberation, but do not want to give bhakti. But when his devotee, random, distributing the seeds of bhakti, Krishna sometimes tries to avoid that. And reaction comes to the mind of the general seeker. Is it English?
Not so clear to understand.
What? Which reaction?
Reaction, meaning somebody leaving Krishna consciousness.
Then it's clear.
Reaction coming. He practicing Krishna consciousness. Krishna do not want to give. But devotee wants to give, that is Krishna cannot do anything. But when devotee gone out, Krishna try to hide that. That is, who wants to bonded by others? Wants to bonded himself by others. And Krishna not foolish. Then Krishna also will try to avoid. to give his consciousness. And that is the nature in scripture said, Muktin Dalati Karichit, Mana Bhakti Jogam. And that's also cause there. And why disturbance coming in every society, that's also cause is that. When devotee wants to give, Krishna's have no right to check that. Devotee random giving. But after that, they will practice. Devotee not will practice that. Then their practitioner's life, there is some fault, Krishna avoiding them. And fault coming, they are going out from the track. Then examination is out of track.
Failed the examination.
When running, the boys are running in the track. Everybody has one track.
Yes.
And who can go first win the race.
Yes.
But if anybody will go out of track, he is disqualified.
We're all disqualified.
Oh, what? Yeah.
I have a slight question. Good question.
Now, I turn to Maharaj.
Yes.
Now, we can chant some. Yes, yes.
Everybody here is more or less familiar, but those of you who might get some books on subject matters of Maharaj Shurda this evening, now that I'm here available for you. Tomorrow morning, Maharaj will be speaking again in San Jose. Tomorrow evening there will be a similar program in Concord. The map is also there. After the kirtan, prasad will be served in the next hall. The next hall over. Out the door to your left to distribute that prasad.
Nice prasadam will be distributed in the next hall. This is vital. And we will get some energy through the prasadam. Prasad coming by the mercy of Krishna and eating that prasadam, we must get the transcendental seeds of energy. If with our faith, we will. Yes?
One last piece of information. For those of you who have requested a connection, this is Divine Grace Bhakti Sundar Govinda Maharaj. There will be initiation tomorrow morning in the temple at 9:30.